talk next. Go ahead, Henry. BE3IFC.
Yeah, always good to give applause for the cause. Yeah, and I got emails, Emil, email. Boy, say that three times real quick. And English, and I think that's German. I'm going to guess. That's a guess. And the last one I think is Russian. That's another guess. I could be completely off base, not even in the ball field. But anyway, yeah, good reminder. And yeah, we've all done it all. Sometimes we forget to hand it over to somebody, and what happens then there's a double. But nevertheless, we're good operators. I think we are anyway. If I thought we were bad operators, I probably wouldn't come back here. And I keep coming back all the time. Anyway, back to my espresso. VE3IFC here, Greece, Hawaiian. Oops.
Bravo Foxtrot.
Sounds like Tim. Go ahead, Tim.
Been listening to the conversations this morning and that. Now, somebody sent me a picture, either you, Henry, or Randy did, but of Emil's kite up in the tree there. Is it still up there yet?
Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, thank you, Henry. I'll give it back to you. I haven't talked to Emil. He sent me a picture too of the kite, but I haven't talked to him today yet. So, Henry, maybe you know more than Tim or I do. So, about the other thing.
Yeah, VA3, so I'm returning. It's getting noisy in here. The latest news in the ongoing saga is that, yes, it's still up in the tree somewhere. Even with the rainfall, it hasn't come down. And Emil's got a new plan. He's working with Terry, a kite-flying expert, if there's such a thing. And apparently they're going to get a plan together or something to get that kite off that tree. It would be a shame to lose it, because that's a nice kite. Go ahead, Tim, D.H. Rich Warren.
Yeah, when I heard about the kite up in the tree, I'm thinking about one of the Charlie Brown episodes where he constantly get his kite stuck up in the tree.
Wow, that was good. Hey, where'd you come up with these, Tim? Go ahead, Paul.
Well, you know, I really like Charlie Brown. He's he's my kind of guy. He keeps on trying, like kicking the football. He keeps on doing it. And to Emil's credit, he keeps on doing it too. So, not that there's a parallel, but there's a common theme there. If it doesn't work, just try again and try again and try again. Good for you, Tim, on calling in Charlie Brown. He's one of my heroes. Always kicking the football. go ahead, Tim. VE5 TPS. BE3IFC. Go ahead, Tim.
Lucky Charlie had kicking that football because Lucy kept pulling it away on. Yeah, like I said, he always kept on going and kept on trying. Well, maybe the next time we'll get a jet.
Yeah. Charles Brown, Charlie Brown, he's my hero. back to you, Henry. VE3IFC.
I have Al Salima mobile there.
Go ahead, Pierre.
Hello, what happened? Everybody disappeared. Good morning, Tim. How are you doing? VE5, Tango Bravo Foxtrot, VE5 Alpha Lima.
Just headed down to the job site south of the city here in Beaver Creek to do an electrical upgrade on a septic tank. And oh dear, I just got a train here on Lauren Avenue, so I'm going to have to wait for a minute.
Me, because I'm a retired CN engineer, so I hope you will be stuck for a while, for a long, long, long time. Hi. Back to you, Tim.
They're in the middle going by me. I know I've got a little bit of train to go yet.
Remember, Lawn Avenue, they have two mainline tracks in there. So, good luck. Because those, I think the train, I'm not there, but I think the train is from Saskatoon Yard or from Melville. And they have about 1 mile long, long, long train. All piggyback and all that kind of stuff. Back to you.
Just lifted, so we're mobile again here. I'm probably going to have to let you guys go here because I'll be on my job site here in a few minutes. So VE5 Alpha Lima, VE3 IFC, and VA3 HRway, VE5 TBF mobile. We will be off air here in a few minutes. 7-3 to everybody, and enjoy your conversation.
VE3IFC, VF5AL. My mobile will be a QRT. 73, everybody.
VA3HRY. Portable. Yeah. Sorry, Paul. Tim, if you're still listening. It got noisy in that coffee shop, so I had to leave. I was done anyway. A little quieter here. Hello, Pierre. Paul, if you're still there, VA3HY.
Yeah, I think Tim is still waiting for a train. Give you time to talk on the radio, Tim. What do you think of that? That's a good thing, maybe. You know what? All things work for good. Sometimes you don't think so, but if you're just a bit patient, like good old Charlie Brown, remain an optimist. Even waiting for a train is a good thing, Tim. Go ahead.
I'm mobile and be on the job site here in a few minutes.
Okay, well, work safely, and thanks for joining the... Thanks for pulling up a chair to the table and having a... I don't know what. A QSO, I guess that's the term. Thank you, Tim. I hope you have a really good day, and we'll talk to you later. Back to you, Henry. B3ISC.
Yeah, V83, it's a long return. Do you ever step into a little coffee shop or a little store or something, you know, and there's a customer ahead of you, and the rest of the place is empty, and by the time you sit at your table, oh, nice car, oh my goodness, by the time you sit at the table, the place, there's a lineup, people coming in. I had to get out of there. It got too noisy. V83 for a while. Pierre, if you're still there, go ahead.
I think I heard him, QRT, Henry.
Yeah, I should listen a little better, but I have an excuse. Sometimes I miss a few things out here. Pierre, go ahead. VA3HRY. Okay, go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I think Pierre's QRT. And I gotta go get some breakfast, Henry. I'm ashamed to admit it's almost noon, and I'm just running on coffee. So, you know, coffee's a good fuel, but it does not have staying power. So, if that's okay with you, I'm going to put the mic up and go get something to eat. Is that okay with you, Henry? Coffee works, but it doesn't last long enough. So you need one, and then another one. And it's all good coffee, so it's all good, but it doesn't stay, does it? It's good marketing, you know. Good marketing to sell coffee because you always want a second cup or a third. I gotta go, Henry. I got some more Charlie Browns to do, so I'll catch up with you later. VE3 India, Foxtrot Charlie. I'll be clear after your final, Henry.
Yeah, okay, Paul. Yeah. Enjoy yourself something to eat. It is getting late, yeah. Coffee only goes so far. I know how that works. And by the way, even if it wasn't okay with me, I would expect you to just drop it and do what you want to do. Yeah. But just to let you know, yeah, it's very much okay with me. Enjoy your lunch, and we'll talk, I'm sure, again today. VE3IFC in Aurelia, VA3HLY in Windsor. Pretty well neighbors. 73, I'll be listening and continuing on my walk.
Yeah, remind me to tell you the story about the log house I built. I'll talk to you soon. VE3 India, Charlie, clear.